This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
TMB, I have to say how impressed I am. Every time you replay the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, we get flooded with new listeners, great questions, comments about all the people that they saw and they're learning and they're asking. And, of course, there's so many people out there that are now helping to put the word out. It's just wonderful that there's no waste in what we did in Dallas. It continues to pay well for the people, and I mean this, in information and empowerment around the world.
Well, thank you, RSB, my good friend. That was the last weekend we did the replay, so you've been inundated with calls since then and emails, eh?
We a lot of questions of the day coming in. Of course, everybody wants to know how to heal their gut because, you know, we lay it out. It's like, dude, this is what you got to do, and it's simple, and everybody goes, well, I can do that. But they always ask nuanced questions about it. So it's exciting because, last hour I even covered a story about a Buffalo Bills NFL football player who's been basically suspended from the NFL for 10 games because he's using medical marijuana for his Crohn's disease. And I'm like, we're all for using medical marijuana for Crohn's disease, but we can get rid of Crohn's. So he doesn't know that yet. So
I didn't hear about that player. So they suspended for using marijuana, medical marijuana.
Yep. Okay. But if he was on oxycodone, he could play.
Yeah, I was about to say that he could take a handful of hydrocodone or any other opioid, and that'd be fine. And, you know, the reality is he could probably go out and get hammered on liquor every night, and they wouldn't care.
Exactly.
Which is much more damaging to the body than marijuana. So it's such a double standard. It's really sad that people that are sick that need this plant to heal aren't able to get the plant. And when they do get the plant, they may be breaking a rule of the league and they get suspended. I mean, he might as well just go out and, you know, beat up his girlfriend. That's okay. They can play with it.
Yeah, he'd be back next week. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're right.
You can't use pot, though.
But, yeah, I was a little upset over that. And I know, like I was talking about, I know you and Bryce watch the games. My son, he's just not into the professional sports like I was with my dad. I was just saying, everybody's got their thing. It's really interesting. And I think that doesn't bode well for professional sports if a lot of the next generations are not as into it. And I realize it's not really important in the big scheme of things, but I would say that everybody's got to find a way to unplug once in a while. And for our generation, TMB, we can watch some games and go, you know what? I put in park. It was just great.
You know what, man? I'm with you. There is nothing that helps me to relax and unplug and just feel good about life in general than sitting down and watching some sports. And Bryce loves it too. So I do love it. And I'm glad we can sit down and relax and do that. Even though you're right, in the big scheme of things, it's not important. It sure is fun. And it sure does help you to kind of unwind and just to enjoy the day.
It's medicine. And it's like we should get the FDA on the NFL for practicing medicine without a license, because for us, it helps us to relax.
It does. There's no doubt, man. There's no doubt it does.
Yeah, anyway. Hey, you know what? At the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, we were introduced to a product from Epigenetic Labs. Doc Newsom and others helped to put that together, along with Jordan Rubin, and as well as the event itself being available on DVD and streaming download. We had one person of all the people that wrote into us and said, how come Ty didn't let me pause it and rewind it and replay it? And Super Don and I said, that's called purchasing the DVD. And then you can do that. But
That's funny. Yeah. Well, when you stream live, it's streaming. You can't pause it. But, you know, generally, you know, 99% of the comments are really positive. And some people just don't understand. I wouldn't necessarily think that was negative. It's just some people don't understand. If you're streaming something live, you can't stop and rewind or whatever. So it is good to get your hands on the DVDs. We did run an incredible special over the weekend. And as a matter of fact, we just started yesterday what we were calling the 12 Days of Christmas. And so for the next 12 days, we have a bunch of different products at huge discounts.
Yeah. In fact, Nancy, my wife, is saying, oh, We got to order a bunch of stuff, right? So, well, I'm still doing the chocolate bone broth stuff, which is awesome, adding into my smoothies and things. So I'm going to be placing an order soon, too. So, folks, check it out. I mean, it's basically almost wholesale pricing before the end of the year, these deals that are coming through. We have links in the show notes at robertscottbell.com to go to The Truth About Cancer and to get all that you need. Is there any particular product that you want to spotlight that's going on sale right now, or should we just leave it for people to discover?
You know, the bone broth's on sale. Well, they're all on sale right now. I think today the product that they highlighted was the Magi Complex, which is the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the gifts of the Magi to the baby Christ. And so that's why we called it Magi Complex. I'm a partial owner in Epigenetic Labs. And that was actually the product that I was sitting in the football room last year, and I was talking to Bryce and said, hey, you know what? What a cool product would be is a product that had gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So Doc Newsom developed it, and so that's the Magi Complex.
Beautiful. So everybody, if you want to plug into that, check it out. Go ahead and get it. Deals are on between now and the next 12 days of Christmas, as they say. So, all right, well, we'll move on from there. We've got some stories to cover with you, of course. They're linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I mentioned the 21st Century Cures Act, which was, something that's basically a big gift to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism given by most every Democrat and most every Republican. Not surprising. And as I said, and maybe you want to comment on this as well, you know, as much as we are thrilled that Trump is in over Hillary Clinton, we're not under any delusion that he can transform the government overnight, limit its scope that quickly, if at all, even. And it's just, it's a reality check when you see Congress foist this kind of act on the American people. You got to go, okay, remember, it's not one guy that's going to save us.
Yeah, well, you just remember that the greed of Big Pharma and the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism has no limit. Mm-hmm. And I think this bill, this is a good example of that. From what I can see, it includes a lot of corporate giveaways that make drug companies even richer.
Yep.
And so... Again, we look at the money trail, you know, follow the money trail, look and see what the bottom line is, why some of these decisions are being made. And I think this is another clear example of the fact that we have these pharmaceutical lobbyists that have bought the government. And the pharmaceutical lobby is the biggest lobby. It's even bigger than the oil lobby.
Yep. And, you know, here Obama's still in the presidency. He'll happily sign this bill. I would hope that we'd have an opportunity with a Trump as president to say, you know, veto it, because this is a gift for, you know, this is corporatism, corporate welfare. And at least, Trump has been speaking out vocally against things like that. So we'll see where it goes. But again, this is also why Hillary Clinton can't be too bummed that she lost, because she's still got big pharma candidates everywhere on both sides of the political aisle that'll continue on. Not that she'll get benefited by it, because now she's lost her power base. But the reality is, she lost. Now, the question is, what does Obama say about why she lost? According to his interview in the Rolling Stone, he said it's partly due to the fact that Fox News is in every bar and restaurant.
That's funny. I mean, the reason that's funny to me is that I never see Fox News on in any restaurant or sports bars. They're playing sports channels. They're playing ESPN and other sports channels. Or if it's on the news, it's on CNN. Nobody plays Fox News.
Yeah, I haven't been in, not that I go to a lot of bars, but I will tell you, if I'm in an airport, you'll see that every monitor in the airport is on CNN.
CNN.
And I was like, where's the Fox News channel? Again, I don't typically watch these stations anyway, but of course, Super Don helps to collate the news and we cover stories that are relevant in our own unique way. But to say that it's Fox News, Obama, come on. Your reality check is lacking at this point. There are so many reasons. Perhaps one of them was that your candidate was Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, well. And what do you think about this deal, Robert, with the Green Party, Jill Stein, raising all this money in the different states to try to get a recount? Don't you think that's absurd?
Well, I think that on one level, it could be that, you know, the Hillary didn't want to come out and look like spoiled grapes, so they put her up to it. I think that's possible. There are backroom deals all of the time. But it is more likely now she's realizing the gravy train. She's raised more money for these recounts than she raised for her entire presidential campaign for the Green Party, Jill Stein.
Boom. That's my thought. I think that she's going to get wealthy off this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because the money's not going to go where she says it is.
No, there's not going to be a real recount, a hand recount. Yeah. They're going to have to file lawsuits that would have to raise more money than the $6 million that she's gotten so far. So yeah. I think it's another scam in this regard. Now, that's not to say there isn't fraud on some voters' rolls. I mean, we know that that's part and parcel of the political machine that's out there on both sides to some degree.
I think that if they actually do a recount, they'll find out that Trump got more votes.
Probably so in this case, because you didn't meet many people that were vociferous Hillary supporters. There were a few, but very few relative to that. And the people who voted for Trump were kind of quiet because they didn't want to be called racist. And that's another thing why the mainstream media was scratching their heads going, I don't understand how all those votes went for Trump. It's because you dunderheads called everybody a racist that wanted Trump, so they weren't going to tell you who they were voting for.
True. And, you know, they figured that all the people voting were college students that think that Trump is more evil than Fidel Castro.
Ooh, yeah, no, this is a good one. Now, what does this say about, I think our college students now still millennials, we're right at the tail end of millennials to the post-millennial group. But this certainly sounds like a millennial. You've got to hear this. They were asked about, would you feel better about having Donald Trump or Fidel Castro as president of the United States? Give a listen to the responses here.
Do you have a more favorable opinion of Fidel Castro or Donald Trump?
That's a tough question.
Oh, boy. That is a tough question.
I mean, right now, I don't think Donald Trump is very good, and I know that Fidel Castro has done some good things for the world, so I'd say he's proven himself, at least in the long term, to be more favorable, in my opinion, than Donald Trump.
50 years of oppression, killings, I mean...
Oh my goodness, man!
Yeah, this is what we're dealing with.
These college kids are buffoons!
Yeah.
They think that Fidel Castro is better than Don. Fidel Castro over the last 40 years has executed over 3,600 people that dissented. They fired in a firing squad,
including gay people.
Over 3,600 people.
Yeah.
They killed in firing squads without jury, without trial, without anything because they disagreed with Fidel Castro.
And they drowned them if they found them floating on a flotilla away from Cuba. They would drop sandbags on them to drown them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's Fidel Castro. That's what you want, college liberals?
Gah.
Yeah, I know. Well, they don't call it a degree for anything. There are a few reasons they call it that. All right, we're going to be talking about vaccines and Trump when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we go outside the box each and every home day on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger, The Truth About Cancer, best-selling, New York Times bestseller, The Truth About Cancer. If you haven't picked it up yet, it's in bookstores everywhere, of course, on Amazon as well. And boy, oh boy, the kind of information that you can get from that, it's just going out and getting places they never wanted the cures for cancer to get. And I'm just so excited. It's still going, still traveling. Also, The Truth About Cancer, that website, you can get a lot of things, including DVDs from the event, the Ultimate Live Symposium. Does that allow you to access a streaming version of it, too, where you can watch it online, or just DVDs when they get to you?
Yeah, streaming version as well. Well, it's not necessarily streaming, but you can. There's a video file that you can download. And
so, and that for those that ask those questions about why I can't pause the live stream, you can actually have access online to a version you can pause and rewind. So,
sure,
That's good. So that's accessible as well. Truth About Cancer. We have it linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Now we're talking about Donald Trump as well, and you know the things that we feel like he could be very good for this country and the people in it. And one of those is the fact that he's very aware of the dangers of vaccines. And I know this first or slash secondhand, but we also know firsthand that he met along the campaign trail with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. And there's an article here on Fox News, and other news organizations evidently picked it up. It said, meeting with Trump emboldens anti-vaccine activists who see an ally in the Oval Office.
Mm. It's a great article, and you know, one of the things that struck me is the fact that in this Fox News article, they quote both Andy Wakefield and Paul Offit. And could you have more diametrically opposed fellows? Not just from their position on vaccines, but just from the type of people they are. Andy Wakefield is the kindest, gentlest, most caring, one of the most compassionate people you'll ever meet. And Paul Offit is just a horse's butt.
Yep. You said that right.
I mean, yeah, it's right. So they quote them both in the article. But, yeah, you know, it is encouraging. And we do know from secondhand knowledge that Trump is very, very open to this debate and is very open, very opposed to mandatory vaccines. We know that for sure.
Yep.
He says that he's pro-vaccine, but he thinks we should spread them out. But there are other people that say they're pro-vaccine, that we should spread them out, that really mean that they're not for vaccines.
Right. They don't want mandates. They want the parents and the doctors to work together and not be pulled by the heavy hand of government. Now, many of the articles on this, because other sites have picked it up, have misquoted the study that Wakefield put out, because he never said in the original MMR study that MMR causes autism. But they misquote it purposefully because they say it's a discredited story. He's lost his license. I mean, I don't think they did it as bad in the Fox News version of this as I'm reading it. But another interesting thing about this is that they acknowledge Dr. Tom Price, Georgia congressman who's now been appointed to head to HHS, Health and Human Services, who's an orthopedic surgeon. He's pro-GMO. It's a mixed bag, but as I say, doctors carry a handicap with them because of that degree or degree. But he also is a member of the AAPS, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, which is a physician group not taking any pharmaceutical money that has been very outspoken and direct in their newsletters about the dangers of vaccines and the fact that they lack safety and efficacy studies and testing.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing that he's a member of that group. I think there's a lot of positive things. Now, you know, of course, you can always kind of nitpick somebody to death.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's some positive things with who he's chosen for head of HHS. You mentioned Andy. I wanted to go back to what he said about the studies, right? All Andy Wakefield said is that there have been studies that have shown, many studies that have shown that if you are exposed to measles and mumps in the same period of time, that you have an increased risk in encephalopathy. That's it. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Brain swelling. That's it. That's what the studies have shown. There's many studies that have shown that. All Andy said was, well, since that's the case, we know that's the case, why don't we take the MMR and spread it out so that we don't expose the kids to measles and mumps at the same time, since we know that exposing them at the same time increases the risk of encephalopathy. That's it. That's all he said. And he was villainized. He was vilified for it. He lost his license for it. He was demonized for it. And then they started making up stuff about him.
Well, and that's when he realized the pharmaceutical agenda wasn't an agenda to help kids and protect the health of the people of planet Earth.
Yeah.
And that was a hard wake-up. You know, I've talked to Andy over the years about that. Because, yeah, as a physician, as a pediatrician, very pro-vaccine. And now he's come to a different conclusion based on all the studies, and many doctors are following in the footsteps, and that's what they're afraid of. And that's why they're afraid of Trump a little bit, too, on that front. We got lots more going outside the box with Ty Bollinger back here on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. Links are up in the show notes. Go to robertscottbell.com right now.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
And Ty Bollinger, too. And Super Don. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, if you'd like to be part of the show. Archives available all over planet Earth, right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. We got iTunes, we got Stitcher, we got TuneIn, we got Red Nation Rising Radio online, Red State Radio as well, UK Health Radio, and of course SoundCloud. Man, oh man, there's a lot of places you can hear it. But we love delivering you that information that brings that power to heal back where it belongs. And we love delivering food to presidents. No, wait, that's by drones now, right? Here's an article, TMB, this is interesting, about the president's diet and what it says about America. And it's going way, way, way back. And they're saying in this article that Thomas Jefferson, one of my favorites, may have been America's first foodie. They call him a foodie. Yeah, he loved French cuisine. He grew a vast vegetable garden, and he cherished a farm-to-table diet. TMB, I got to ask you something. What do you know about history? Was there anything but a farm-to-table diet at the time of Thomas Jefferson? Could you go to a grocery store? Am I lost on history here?
That was my question when I first read that, is that farm-to-table back then, was there anything but that? I mean, I think that's what everybody had, was farm-to-table diet. There wasn't a Kroger, there wasn't McDonald's, there wasn't fast food, there wasn't grocery stores.
No, wait. They had 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven was going.
I
would be willing to bet that back then, if you had used the term farm-to-table, they would have looked at you funny. It's like,
right.
It comes from the farm.
It would have been like,
to the table.
I drink water. I breathe air.
I get my water well to table.
Yeah.
No, it is funny. But think about that in my generation, of course, Generation X. I grew up a city slicker. I didn't know what a farm was, except I read about them in books. But we got all of our food from the grocery store, the grocer's freezer, as you say, and then eventually fast food. So it's a radically different world. There's no doubt about it, although it's interesting now, as we're moving back toward farm-to-table, the question is, what about other presidents? And what did Abraham Lincoln like, Super Don? Lincoln Logs?
You know what? He's a kindred spirit. He was a big fan of hot coffee.
Ooh.
He did hot coffee enemas?
Oh, wow. Not good.
Anybody wants to.
No, the apples. The apples were, no, apples and hot coffee. Ronald Reagan was known for his sweet tooth.
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans. Did you know he was doing that to quit smoking? Because he was of the era where everybody smoked.
That's true. He did. That was a big smoking era. It was right at the tail end of the smoking era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the consciousness was shifting. And, of course, you know, I'm sure that ultimately contributed to a lot of those generations because of the cadmium that was there. That was a heavy metal. And that, of course, could impact the development of things like Alzheimer's and neurological degradation. But what else did presidents eat? Now they're talking about President-elect Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's known to favor fast food. He likes KFC, McDonald's, and the taco bowls that are whipped up in Trump's Tower kitchen. But I don't know if that would be considered fast food if they're making it up in his kitchen, because I'm under the impression that Melania and the family, they do eat a lot of organic non-GMO, even though Donald is kind of a little fast food on the side.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You can take those same dishes that you would get at Kentucky Fried Chicken or McDonald's or, you know, Taco Bell, and you can make them with clean ingredients and make them organic, and they can taste just as good, if not better, but actually be healthy, depending upon what you use. If you're using organic ingredients, if you're cooking in, you know, deep fry the chicken, the organic free-range chicken, in coconut oil.
Right.
And, you know, put a little bit of gluten-free organic flour on it with some free-range eggs, and you're good.
You know what? You're making me hungry. Stop.
I'm hungry too, man. I'm hungry.
I can use some fried chicken like that.
You can do that. You can make fried chicken. You can make up healthy taco bowls with organic brown rice and grass-fed beef and organic black beans and fresh avocado and fresh tomatoes and just make it awesome. You really can do that. People they think that if you're going to eat organic and healthy, it has to be boring and plain.
Right.
But it really doesn't. It's just a matter of knowing what you need to substitute for and using the proper ingredients. And it can be just as good, if not better, than anything that you get out there today.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like Trump is going into the White House with a little bit of a Bubba-type diet, because remember Bubba, Bill Clinton was a fast food guy for most of the time. Maybe the whole time he was in the White House until he left, and he claims now to be vegan because of the health problems he suffered under that. And Trump has said he acknowledged he's a little overweight, right? Maybe he's got a penchant to eat that kind of food, but having the White House staff and access to better food, hopefully he'll eat better food. Not that he'll be in the White House every day, because it's a little bit of a different kind of president coming in. It's like the White House is a downgrade.
Well, let me ask you this. It's a quiz for you, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the president that just wanted cornbread?
A president who wanted cornbread? I don't know. Which one? Which one was it?
I think it's President James Polk.
Polk?
He just liked cornbread.
You don't hear much from Polk, but I guess he wanted cornbread.
He liked turnip greens and cornbread, apparently.
Oh, a little southern guy in that regard. Yeah, you know, it is interesting to see the dietary shifts over time, but, you know, it wasn't until, I guess, maybe the Jimmy Carter era that fast food really got big, and apparently the Carter kids were big into fast food, even though they were in the White House as well, and everything's going on through there. But, like I said, food is so important. I would love it if, like, you know, at the beginning of the Obama administration, when Michelle was talking about having an organic garden and they were very against GMOs or at least wanted to label them, and then somebody got to them and they went, okay, we can't do that anymore, right? And they didn't have the courage of their convictions. The principles, if they were there, were gone that quickly.
Let me ask you something. Sorry, Robert. I don't have a response to that because I was just reading this article. Don't scroll down.
Okay. Hey,
here's another quiz for you.
Okay.
Which president loved to slather ketchup on cottage cheese for health reasons?
Ketchup on cottage cheese?
For health reasons, apparently.
No, I'm assuming it's a 20th century president.
Yes, it is. Yes, okay. It is.
Ketchup on cottage cheese. I'm
not a crook.
Nixon. Ketchup
Nixon
on cottage
cheese. Ketchup on cottage cheese, apparently.
I understand the cottage cheese part of that, but the ketchup, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Looks like healthy presidents, it's saying that Woodrow Wilson, mm-hmm. John F. Kennedy were both healthy as far as their culinary habits, and even Barack Obama, relatively healthy, even though occasionally he does binge, but I think that's because Michelle has his organic garden, so I think they eat pretty clean as well.
I'd like to see that farm-to-table concept be more openly discussed at the White House level. We've talked about the movement in, like, the inner city. We did a story from PBS, believe it or not, that covered in Washington, D.C., a guy that's really moving forward on these urban gardens, getting communities to come together, build greenhouses, grow through the winter, and the people are eating better. They're engaged in the food production. It's transformative, and it doesn't require large sums of investment from even the government.
Yeah, it doesn't. As you know, it reminds me of a couple years ago. I spoke up in Kentucky, and this company up there in the little town that I spoke in, I think it was in Owensboro, Kentucky. There's a catering company up there, and all of the employees were homeless. And the lady up there that runs the company, it's all organic, non-GMO food, some fantastic, amazing dishes. And all the employees there at the catering company were homeless. And so as part of, you know, part of their pay, they not only get, you know, organic, non-GMO food to eat, they also get paid. But she also provides them living quarters at her, at the office to where they have a place to sleep. So really a great concept. I mean, I learned about that at the end of the lecture and I was like, man, I have to help these people. So all of the money that I sold, maybe 100 books there, I just gave it all to our company. I said, man, you're doing such great work. Just keep it up.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah, you gotta love people that are doing that and making a difference with people like that, that are homeless people, giving them shelter, giving them good food to eat, you know, helping them to make mm-hmm. better with their lives.
Well, it's so inspiring because you're recognizing that just like we talk about, try to lead by example. When you look at the government and you curse the government, and, you know, you can look at even, as I said, even with Trump as president, there's so much inertia up there. Do you really want to wait for Congress to catch up to where Trump may be, right? When they just passed the 21st Century Cures Act with no cures involved, only more drugs and more vaccines. The government is not legitimate. And I joked about this, and I said, if Hillary Clinton had become president, it would have accelerated the delegitimizing of the government. So it's like I can look at both sides of the coin, so to speak, and say, as much as Trump will do a better job up at that level, many people will start to have faith in government again, and that's not the message. You don't want people to have faith in government. The basis for the founding fathers, why they wrote the Constitution, was because they had no faith in government, and they wanted to make sure the people wouldn't place their faith there.
Exactly. It's exactly the opposite of what people think. Last quiz for you, Robert. I know we're almost out of time here for this segment.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which president loved Okay, I know that we're going to get in trouble for this, but which president loved to eat cats?
What?
There was a president. Yes.
Loved to eat cats?
Cats.
C-A-T-S. Cats. Meow,
yes,
meow.
Cats. Yes.
Not cat food?
Cats.
Are you reading the same article? Because I have no earthly idea who would have done that.
Garfield. James Garfield. Get it? Garfield?
Oh, no. Ow. Garfield ate cats.
If we were going to be accurate, we would say that he really loved lasagna.
He didn't like to eat cats. He just had the name of a cat. Sorry.
All right. And he loved lasagna. That makes sense.
He did now love lasagna.
Yeah. That does make a lot more sense. Wow. How interesting. There's another story here on this is kind of transitioning a little bit. We've got about a minute before break, but I'll bring it up. Maybe we can talk about it in the final segment. The controversy over the test claiming that Zika is or is not present, much less if it's real and if it's causing anything. And this has been another disaster why we say you do not place your faith in government. This is why I say, you can claim to be a good Christian, a good Jew, and a good Muslim, whatever your belief is. And then the other 6 days of the week, you worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Yeah. That is what we're seeing here. Those that look to the CDC as if it's gospel for Mount Ararat. Don't do it. It's a disaster, and it's only going to bode well for the companies that profit off of your sickness and your untimely demise. We're going to bring the power to heal back to you even more with Ty Bollinger and Robert Scott Bell, together again, going outside the box after this break. Stick with us.
Don't forget Super D.
Super D, too.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709.
800-615-7709.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, we got some upcoming events listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks for Captain Morgan putting them out there. And, you know, it's interesting. I know we had a number of events together this year. 2016 was a banner year for a number of things that we got to travel to, TMB. It's been a blast. What an incredible year. Crazy year, too, with all the work you put in to the Truth About Cancer and the Ultimate Live Symposium. It's actually happened. It's not a dream because everybody can see it on DVD now or stream it down from the web. But there's stuff probably going to be happening next year a little bit. And I think one of the things that we'll have listed in the notes is that we're going to be back in Toronto for Total Health in Canada.
Yes, we are. We will be back up there in Total Health. That was a fun time in April, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be around like the 20th or 21st of April.
Yeah, something like that.
Toronto, you hockey pucks, we're going to be up there to see you again.
And here we come, you hosers.
Doc of Detox will be there as well, and it's going to be a great time. I will be at the Best Answer for Cancer the following week, and I know I wanted you to be there, but you got a family event, which is understandable with all the travel you're doing, so we'll cover for you. Unlock the Power to Heal the 17th of December, and that'll be at the Health Basket. And then the Integrative Lifestyle Forum, thanks to Joni Abbott with Mandala Integrative Medicine, I'll be there January 7th in Davenport, Iowa. I'll be bundled up because I can't imagine global warming will be working at that point in time.
It's going to be cold. Yeah. It's going to be cold. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a good year. Had a lot of fun. Been a lot of places. Mm-hmm. And next year is going to be even better.
Yeah. Really cool stuff. So I mentioned the Zika issue, and we've covered the Zika and called it a scam from day one. We were not fooled even a little bit. Now, there are scientists out there complaining. One guy, and I've covered this story a while back, saying that, you know, the government's using the wrong test to detect it. And I'm like, you know, all of that is, you know, how many angels dancing on the head of a pin, right? Does it really matter? Yeah. Because the bottom line is, does the Zika virus do what they say it does, since they knew about it since 1947 and apparently weren't alarmed until like a year ago when in Brazil all of the microcephaly happened. Oops, they were dumping larvicide in the water. And yet everywhere else where they detected Zika virus, the microcephaly wasn't happening. And they're scratching their heads now going, hey, the predicted models are not they're not working out. Now, it's the government scientists bought by the pharmaceutical industry that were promoting the agenda to get billions of dollars to fund vaccine research, drug research. And so the point with the 21st Century Cures Act today that was just voted in by the majority of Republicans and the majority of Democrats in the House is that you cannot trust these bozos that are even sent in there by your vote into government. The government has been captured by industry. We have corporatism, and you say it, it's fascism.
Yeah, well, that's really, we do live, America is fascist, and I love America. I love our country, but, you know, if you say that around somebody down on the street, they'd say, oh, you're a communist, you hate America. No, fascism is just basically when you have corporate and government interests that have merged, and the corporations are running the government, and they take over the government. It's also called an oligarchy sometimes, because the wealthy control the entire country. That's really what America is now. It's a corporatist state, it's a fascist state, but that's just the reality. That's what we have here. I love the country, but that's the reality of what we have. You had Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist, that ran this last election, and most people don't even know what socialism is. Basically, what socialism is where people are involved directly in the production of goods and services, like co-ops, like where workers actually do own the businesses. Doesn't mean the government owns the businesses or manages it. The businesses exist for the sake of providing goods for the society. The reality is that some of the founding fathers were kind of socialistic in their leanings, the founding fathers of the United States. But communism is basically the state where no one owns anything. It's where private property is not allowed. No one owns private property. Everything is owned by the government. And so that's kind of a short synopsis of what fascism, socialism, and communism is. And you know, what happens is that I think that people try to confuse them so we don't really know what any of them are. But the reality is that the U.S. is a fascist state right now.
At this point, yeah, the oligarchy, it's the bureaucratic oligarchy, owned and controlled by corporate global interests with no allegiance to any nation or state, least of all even these United States or the people in it. So, yeah. Folks, we're going to continue to bring that power to heal back where it belongs. TMB is doing a bang-up job around the world with the truth about cancer. Go get his book if you haven't gotten it already. And with that, until tomorrow, TMB is going to tell you what you need to know.
You need to know that the power to heal is yours.
And that Garfield likes lasagna.
Lasagna, not that.
All right.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jeans.